This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, folks, to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We have Steve Hallstrom in Frisco, Texas, who is going to be quarterbacking a good chunk of the show today.
I see what you did there. Quarterbacking.
You got the quarterbacking.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go. Right there. A little quarterbacking of the show from Frisco, Texas. What's the temperature in Frisco, Texas right now?
Well, we're about 31 degrees right now. It's a little chilly for us Southerners down here today, but we'll find a good way to get through it.
Yeah. Nobody's
feel sorry for me?
No, nobody's feeling sorry for you at all. Todd and I are going to kind of put our feet up on the desk. We'll be like the Maytag repairman today. Going to do that routine, and because all the fun's happening in Frisco, and Todd and I are back here manning down the fort. Steve has been here before.
And this would be different for many other day. In what way? Will you put your feet up on the desk, letting other people do all the work? I'm trying to figure out how this is a new thing.
We hardly even get to sit down during What's on Your Mind, for crying out loud. There's so darn much going on. And it's kind of fun. If you're heading out to Frisco, we'd love to hear from you. You know, Todd and I are both here, but mainly what we're going to do is turn things over to Steve and talk a little bit about what's happening. And Mike Seminary, the mayor of Bismarck, be here in just a little bit. Phil Hansen, a Hall of Famer, former Bison, former Buffalo Bill, NFL, you know, great. And just an all-around good guy. I love Phil Hansen. He's part of the broadcast that you hear, of course, on K-Fire and KXMR throughout the years of Bison football, as you will tomorrow for the big game. And let's see, what else? Dean Brashani will be here. He's the president of NDSU, of course. We look forward to talking to him a little bit about just what all this means for the school. It's always busy down there. If you are headed down there and want to share your travel log with us, we'd love to hear from you. We have been over the last couple of days here from folks that are heading out, so feel free to give us a call. And we have a little contest today. You can call the program at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or locally at 258-0550. Tell us what the score will be. Predict the score. Who wins? What's the score? All we need is your name, town, and who you're predicting to win and what the score will be, and we are going to give away on Monday to the lucky winner, not one, but two MyPillows, his and her MyPillows today on the program. So get your scores in, get your guesses in on who you think's going to win today, and you'll be in for a lucky drawing. Plus, of course, if you have any comments on the game and anything with a guess, feel free to give us a call. Todd and I are here. If you have questions about anything else, that's fine. We have Giving Hearts Day coming up. That's a big deal in North Dakota these days. Wonderful charitable event. So we're going to introduce you to one of the recipients of Giving Hearts Day and find out a little bit about what they do. So stay tuned for that coming up. But otherwise, just a lot of Bison talk today on the program. Our special broadcast from Frisco, Texas, brought to you by your Case IH dealer, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains, as well as they're our title sponsor. The little studio that Steve has right there at the Marriott Legacy in Plano, Texas, just inches from Frisco, Texas, is in fact the Border Plains, West Plains, Northern Plains, Plains Ag Studio, ladies and gentlemen. Is that not cool or what? And also brought to you by Russ Boyle with Edward Jones, Labor Masters, Fisher Sales and Leasing, Houston Engineering, Gate City Bank, Kraft Electric, and Farmers Union Oil and Senex out of Watford City. So that is some of the fine sponsors that help make this broadcast possible today, and we certainly appreciate them very much as well. Jim in Fargo wants to get us going here, Steve. Go ahead, Jim.
Love it.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, say, I'm on my way to Texas, the 2716 Bison.
Nice.
2716 Bison, and you're behind the wheel literally right now making your way down?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Have you gone every year the Bison have been there?
No, it's the first year.
It's your first year. Now, why'd you decide to take the plunge this year finally?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm getting older, and I said, well, maybe one of the last chances me and my son get a chance to run down here, so.
Good for you.
I've been taking the Bison game since he was 3 years old, so I've, we've spent a lot of years watching the mighty, mighty Bison.
You're making memories, Jim. That's pretty cool.
You got it.
Have fun. We got you in the contest, okay?
right. Thank you much.
You bet. Cheer loud. Winner gets a pair of My Pillows. I remember a few years back you did that with your son, Aaron. It's a gauntlet to drive down there, isn't it, Steve?
Well, driving down is a ton of fun because you're excited. Everything's ahead of you. They end up winning that game, obviously. They haven't lost here yet. And so they won the game, and we were pretty excited about that. And my son had a friend of his, too, and so us boys made a road trip. It was fun to do once. That's what I would say about that. Because coming home, you know, the game is done, and you get the rally afterwards, and Coach Bowl was, pumped up, and players talked, and then everybody kind of looks at each other like, "Oh, I guess we got to go home now." And so then you get in the car and drive back home, and it was horrible weather that year coming back through Sioux Falls. Could hardly see anything. So, yeah, that's the part that isn't so much fun. But there were some really good memories, and all things considered, I'm really glad that we did it once. I don't know that I want to do it more than once, but if you had a couple of people, see, I was the only one who could drive at that time, and if you had a couple drivers that could take turns, and you took your time, we had to get back fast, so it wasn't maybe the best thing. But, yeah, fun trip to make one time for sure.
So set the stage down there. You're at the Marriott Legacy Broadcasting for the program today, and we've been there number of times over the years in the lobby. I always kind of like it because literally the Bison just take over the entire hotel. I mean, it's Bison, green and gold everywhere. The Bison alumni officials stay there. The president usually stays there, and a lot of the team officials, not the team itself, but just a lot of the school apparatus around it. Is it pretty much the same?
Yeah, pretty much the same. The hotel is under significant renovation this year, so it doesn't look or feel at all like it usually does in that area in the lobby. They've got a gorgeous lobby here ordinarily, but right now the whole thing is drywalled off. And so it's a little bit of a different feel from past years, but certainly a lot of people walking through. And they've got the NDSU bookstore with all the shirts and caps and all those things setting up here kind of right outside where we're at, just off of the lobby. And there's a bar and grill here on location, and that was swarming with Bison fans last night. So it's a little early. I think a lot of the Bison fans, when you're on vacation having fun like this, you're going to stay up a little late and probably get up a little late too. So a lot of folks starting to roust out a little bit. But, yeah, you can definitely tell that this is an NDSU hotel for this weekend for sure.
Fantastic. Folks, any questions or comments, welcome 258-0550. Steve has been covering the Bison for a long time. Remind folks, Steve and I are business partners in the two radio stations that we own and operate that are part of the What's On Your Mind family. Of course, KFIRE 550, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, and KLTC and Dickinson are iHeartMedia stations. And then our two come together for the What's On Your Mind network. And Steve and I have gone back a few years when we worked together at WDAY. Before that, folks might remember you from KMOT and Minot. That's when your North Dakota career started, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was my first North Dakota sports TV job. Then spent about a dozen years at WDAY. And, here at the Flag. So, yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, you and I, we don't know where all of each other's bodies are buried, but we probably know a few of them.
Yeah, exactly right. So, anyway, get a chance like we would, do with Todd and on the show here to work together. But Steve and I are on the air together a lot, so just wanted our listeners to know a little bit about that. But you've been covering the Bison a long time. I mean, this is really, I think we sort of, no, we don't sort of, we do, we take for granted the success of this program.
Yes.
And from whence they've come. And, this big, now it's like foregone conclusion they're going to be at Frisco, but this is a big deal, right?
Really big deal, and it's amazing. I've said all along that if the Bison were playing in Tokyo, Japan, there'd be 25,000 Bison fans playing this game or cheering on the team in Tokyo, Japan. As Bison fans are extremely loyal, and I would relate it, Scott, to UND hockey fans. Wherever the team is playing, the Bison fans or the UND hockey fans are there, they are loud, and they kind of take over the joint, and I think that's what's happened in Frisco. It'll be interesting to see what it's like this year, because last year, a lot of James Madison fans bought their tickets to this game from Bison fans who couldn't come who didn't want to come because their team didn't make it. And so how many of those JMU fans, and they kind of ran the place last year when NDSU wasn't here, but how many of them will be here, and were they able to find tickets other ways? It'll be really interesting. You I think most observers would tell you there will be a good contingent from both sides at the game tomorrow. But my guess is it'll still be a pretty predominant NDSU fan base, since Bison fans typically buy tickets several years ahead of time.
Yeah, and so this should be a lot of fun. I think the pause and the the Frisco path might help build the excitement a little bit for this year too, don't you think?
No question. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I think we got spoiled. That, well, Bison are just going to go to Frisco every year in January. What's the big deal? Well, it doesn't work that way. At least it didn't last year, and so now people are I think there's a renewed spirit. No question. You hear people like Jim that just a minute ago said, kind of learned that maybe it doesn't happen every year, and they've got a chance this year, so let's make it happen. So I've got a funny story, too, Scotty, whenever we got time to work it in today, about riding over to the rental car place last night and some fans exchanging notes on how much they paid for their tickets. So don't let me forget that one.
Oh, my. Yeah, I can't imagine. Depending on when you book, the airfare varies quite a bit.
Swings.
Yeah, same with hotels, tickets, the whole deal. All right, short break, back with more from Frisco. Who wins? What's the score? Win a pair of MyPillows. Call us at 258-0550 from Frisco today on What's in Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck. Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
I'll be home for Christmas.
20 past the hour, it is countdown to a big game for the NDSU Bison. Our own Steve Hallstrom is in Frisco today, and we're going to chat with the mayor of Bismarck, Mike Seminary, who is traveling down there, as so many are. Phil Hansen coming up in a little bit. Dean Bresciani, the president of NDSU, will be here, and more. Stay tuned for all that. As I mentioned, Giving Hearts Day is coming up. Can't even believe it, but, I mean, look at your calendar. We are closing in on Giving Hearts Day, about a month away. We'll tell you about one of the many giving opportunities you'll have in just a moment. Right now, though, Steve, a couple of guesses we got to get in here for folks that want to get in on our contest to guess the score and win a pair of My Pillows.
Let's do it.
Marla in Bismarck, what do you think the score is going to be?
24-17 Bison.
Nice.
Seems to be Marla settling in on a little range here. 24-17 Bison win it. Mm-hmm. And okay, Marla Bismarck, got that? Good luck to you, Marla.
Marla,
thank
go
you.
On, girl. Good job.
Yeah. Don in West Fargo, how about you? What's your guess on the score?
34-17 Bison.
Ooh. You think they're going to put up 34 on that defense, huh?
Yeah, I really don't see JMU. I mean, they should have lost to Weber State. I mean, they got five turnovers in the first quarter from South Dakota State, and they could only score once. There's no way that would have ever happened to the Bison. I think the Bison are stronger than they are, so that's my score, and be interested in you guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah, love it. Love the optimism there. That's a lot of points. I got 24-20 NDSU. Scotty, how about you? Have you told us yet?
I haven't. I'm saving my okay. Keep you all in suspense. But I think Don's a little overly optimistic, given what we know about James Madison.
Well, I'd rather have him that way than the other way.
That's true. But Don, we got you down, okay?
Mm-hmm. And John.
Oh, John. I'm sorry. We had the wrong number there. So now we'll switch that up.
Guys, love your show.
Thank you, John in West Fargo. We got to make sure that when we announce this, we announce the correct name. So
John with a J.
Yeah. John with a J. Exactly. Yes. Ken Story is here, and Ken is with Lutheran Social Services. They will be one of the participants in this year's Giving Hearts Day. $41 million has been raised. This is really incredible to date with this incredible endeavor. And they're simply out to make this the most generous region on the planet. And how you help is find a charity you care about and donate to them on Giving Hearts Day. Last year, about 22,000 people donated. Even more, pledge your support online by asking a friend to match their commitment, which was kind of neat. They did the Go Matchy deal. And, Ken, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you so much for having me and everything that you guys are doing on the flag for this, our organizations and the community for Giving Hearts Day.
February 8th is Giving Hearts Day. And, you know, this started something in the Red River Valley. It's spread now across the whole state. And and so it's great fun to have all our stations involved in this and just everybody so excited for the build-up to the big day. What is the state of need in North Dakota that Lutheran Social Services meets?
Well, we've been around for nearly a decade, so we're pretty old. So through time and leadership, we have shifted our services that we offer to the ever-evolving needs of the state. So we do it by embracing resiliency and innovation. So when we talk about North Dakota, you know, we often talk about some of the great things that are happening, which is amazing. Like, for example, 98% of adults are employed in the North Dakota labor force. But, you know, say if you look closer at the issue, there are 21,589 kids around that number living where the earnings are below the household poverty threshold. So we try to embrace a forward-thinking thought of taking a deep look at the issues that are facing North Dakotans right now.
Good for you. Glad you're doing what you're doing. And obviously, those needs, I think, sometimes aren't all that well known, right? So that's why it's important to have these kind of conversations and talk a little bit about what the need is. And anything else you want to tell us on how Lutheran Social Services addresses the needs you just laid out there in an innovative fashion?
Yeah, so today we work with, like, the youngest families. We work with teenagers. We do behavioral health services for seniors, housing, and we give people a home who are facing seeking refuge. Our CEO has said it best. If you're talking about it at your kitchen table, odds are that there's somebody from LSS that is taking on that issue and engaging with somebody. And one of the things that we believe in and that's inspiring about LSS is this universal commitment to get in front of a problem before it turns into a crisis. And we sum it up as early intervention. So we believe in preventing addiction, preventing incarceration, preventing child abuse and neglect. And we know that there are ways to do that if you get in front of it. So we try to do more with less by getting in front of the issues before it becomes a problem or a crisis for a household or an individual.
early intervention to take on the problem. Lutheran Social Services. Find out more about Giving Hearts Day, by the way, at impactgiveback.org. Check that out. They got a great website with all the information on Giving Hearts Day. And of course, you find the link to Giving Hearts Day very easily there, and all the details are there. But there's some great success stories and also a list of all the participants. So check it out. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate the update today, Ken.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Take care.
And count down to Giving Hearts Day. Tell you more about these great charities. Let's take another guess on what that score will be. Scott in Bismarck, what do you think?
42-34, Bison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Throw that ball.
Sure,
throw that baby out, huh?
Yeah, they're going to score pretty good. They're going to do something really cool late in the last quarter that is going to make Madison impossible to win the game. They're going to win by 8.
All right, a little razzle-dazzle late in the game.
Late in the game.
Hmm.
I like that.
I'm thinking now. Yeah.
Well, they've had some time to figure out a trick play or two. No doubt. You see that a lot in these bowl games. Teams that have had 3-4 weeks to figure something out, they got to practice something, you know. So try something new.
2 years ago, I guessed a higher score and got some bacon out of the deal.
Did you? All right. Yeah.
They're going for it.
Scott and Bismarck, got you down with that guess. You got it, Nolan? We're good to go. Thanks a bunch. Randy and Solon, your guess.
Yes, sir. 31-23, Bison.
31-23. Well, all high-scoring affairs for the most part here. Randy, thanks a bunch. Got you down. Somebody on the way to Frisco. Louie, is it? What's the name?
Louine.
Louine. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Louine. How are you?
Great. Sunny day. 26 degrees. Going through Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas. Yes.
Where are you from?
From Bismarck.
You live in Bismarck. Okay. Is this an annual? Is this tradition? I mean, you've got this little trip down, or?
No, this is our first trip. We're
good
retired
for you.
Now. We can take the days off. So.
How great is that? Louine, are you seeing a lot of Bison flags and North Dakota license plates as you drive down?
We did yesterday, an awful lot yesterday. Not as many today.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I'm
a lot
sure
of folks
once
are here
we get
already.
Closer, we'll see more. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
What's the score going to be?
We're predicting Bison 31-24.
31-24
Bison. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, we've not been infiltrated yet by any James Madison fans. So,
have we got a 31-24, Scotty? We probably got to keep track of that too. We might have some people picking the same score.
Well, that's all right. We'll come up with a few more My Pillows if we.
Oh, I see. We're just going to be that way then. Okay.
I guess.
I like what's on your mind, man. You guys just have no budget on this show. You just give away whatever. I like it.
If statistically we pull that off, I'm all for it. Well, okay. I'm so glad you called and having safe travels. Thanks for sharing a little of the story on the drive down. Glad you got the time to go now and have fun. Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
You might be seeing some more folks than usual, Steve. Oh, there. My gosh.
Can't wait. Oh,
pretty
my.
Cool.
Can we play this game now? Let's go. But we can't because Louise's got to get here, right?
Exactly. Give her time. More coming up.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you.
So
why.
Todd and I kind of putting our feet up today and letting Steve Hallstrom take the reins from Frisco, Texas, because our What's On Your Mind microphones are in Frisco, Texas, and Steve is manning those down there with lots of good folks. Brought to you by
our
friends at Plains Ag, Border Plains, West Plains, Northern Plains. Your Case IH dealer, along with our friends at Russ Boyle, Edward Jones, Labor Masters, Fisher Sales and Leasing, Houston Engineering, Gate City Bank, Kraft Electric, and Farmers Union Oil, Senex out of Watford City. Speaking of Northern Plains, Border Plains, and West Plains Case IH dealers, in Central North Dakota, Western North Dakota, and Eastern Montana, they want to congratulate the Bison. Plains Ag would also like to invite any students interested in the diesel technology career area to consider their plow scholarship program. Just contact any of the locations about a career in a store near you. And with the world of farming changing, demands on agriculture keep growing, the challenge is to keep pace with it all. To be successful, you need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land, innovations that help you work faster. Good advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. See the people at Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, West Plains Incorporated, Plains Ag Dealers, your Case IH dealers. Trust, quality, teamwork, and success. And, Steve, you have a fine guest here on the program, Spencer. Oh, quick programming note before we go to our next guest. And we have several today on the program from Frisco joining us to talk about the big weekend. Phil Hansen and Dean Bresciani, president of NDSU, included in that. We have a little contest going where you can guess the score of the game, and if you guess correctly, I got a pair of My Pillows for you. His and her My Pillows for you. We want to hear from you today, so we are only doing the contest on the air. This is something that Todd and I always wrestle with because people love to send us texts, and we appreciate the texts. We enjoy them. Send your texts with your comments and questions for any of our guests, any of the usual things you do by text. But if you want in on the contest, you want to win, you got to call us today. Okay, 800-228-0550 is the toll free telephone number. 800-228-0550. And Dennis and Cole Harbor wanted to get a guest in before we chat with our next guest. Dennis, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I want to call in the score.
You do? Are you going to Frisco or are you going to be back here listening?
Oh, no, I'm recuperating at home from the surgery, so watching it on the tube.
Well, get better fast, Dennis.
Exactly right. There you go. What do you think the score is going to be, Dennis?
I'm going to go 17-10 Bison.
Okay.
All right, 17-10 Bison. By the way, we have our first guest. It's not a valid guess, but we have our first guest with a Bison loss.
I don't believe it or not.
Yeah. James Madison, 24, Bison, 21. But it came by text, so we had to give him the sorry. To be in the contest, you got to call. Maybe they weren't brave enough, actually, to put their name on that.
You got to have a little courage to stand behind if you're going to have that score coming in there.
Put their name in town in there. Good luck to you, Dennis. Hope you get there. Ken and Moorhead, your guess?
Bison 30 and JM 19.
That's more like it.
30-19 Bison. Ken in Moorhead. You got it, Nolan?
Yep.
You know, so I kind of repeated it for him there. Margaret in Fargo, what's your guess? You got a guess for us, Margaret?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I'm thinking 17-13, Bison to win. I think it's going to be a tough game.
Hard-nosed, defensive slugfest, Margaret. I like it.
You think Margaret's got this down? She's got a pretty good sense of what this one's going to be?
She knows her football. You can tell.
Mm-hmm. They were there last year, and they got a taste of it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They were there last year. That's going to be a difference. Okay, one more, and then we'll get to the mayor here. Troy and Bismarck, your guess. Go ahead.
28-24, Bison.
Oh, tight one. Troy Bismarck, 28-24, NDSU. Be listening Monday to find out who the lucky winner is. We'll take more of your guesses next segment right now. Steve Halsterman, the good mayor of the great city of Bismarck.
Mr. Seminary, nice to have you on the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve. And Scott, how are you too?
Fantastic. We are so excited to have you on the show today. As you know, one of the largest cities in North Dakota, Bison Fever, I'm sure, has swept through Bismarck as well. What's the buzz on the streets of Bismarck?
Well, there are a lot of excited people. Many of them are caravanning as we speak. And, of course, that's standard operating procedure for a fair number of folks in the state. I fly out later today. My wife flew out yesterday. Our daughters and the Gold Star Marching Band, so they headed out from Fargo yesterday. So we have, and then we have other family members there. So there'll be plenty of seminary contingent from not just Bismarck, from a variety of places, joining everybody in Frisco. And we're just excited as can be. And again, there are plenty of Bison fans in the great city of Bismarck.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't have to look much further than one of the greats of all time to come out of the program, Carson Wentz himself, a Bismarck native, and got to be a big source of pride for everybody in Bismarck to know that that high-quality, high-character young man came out of Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, that's true, Steve. I mean, it isn't even a best-kept secret anymore. Carson Wentz is the guy that made Century famous, Bismarck famous, Fargo famous, and NDU famous, mm-hmm. and he's making it Philadelphia famous again. He's quite a guy, and
he is.
North Dakota couldn't be happier to have that fellow representing the wonderful state of North Dakota.
Yeah, and he would have, I think, been the MVP of the NFL this year had he not been injured the way he was toward the end of the year, but he had a year that had everybody talking. Before we get into a little more Bison talk, just give us, those of us who don't maybe spend as much time in Bismarck as you do, what's happening in the great city of Bismarck that people across the state should know about?
Well, thanks for asking, Steve. You know, this is a very active community. There's a lot of vibrancy here. You know, whenever you have a state capital that has the benefit of being close enough to the oil patch where you can have ancillary benefit by creating jobs and supporting efforts out there. And then you have this remarkable healthcare complex that we have, which is really a regional distribution of incredible healthcare services. Retail, even though retail in the conventional sense, and I'm old enough to stay conventional in terms of you go to malls, et cetera, it's a retail hub. As retail still tries to figure out how to transition in this digital online world that they compete in. It's a tourist hub. It is it's an incredible education center. Now, while we don't have the fortune of having, a university system like both Fargo and Grand Forks, we do have an incredible two-year technical college called Bismarck State College, United Tribes Technical College, University of Mary, a remarkable four-year Catholic institution just outside of the city limits, and then an incredible public school system. And then you have enough manufacturing where you have, added value for ag and other market sectors where we have a very thriving economy. It's incredibly stable. And unlike the Valley where I grew up, there are times we actually have the banana belt here, where last year we ended up with 52 inches of frozen bananas in about a week period of time. This year we have very little snow. It's been a little cold, but the weather is more Bismarck-like, if you will, where it's just always a little bit warmer than it is in the Valley. And so that leads us to where we have remarkable hunting seasons fishing. We know we have this incredible asset, the Missouri River, that draws fishermen and fishwomen in literally from all over the world. And then incredible hunting just a little west of here. So we are a place that is rich in lots of opportunity, and the market's very stable. And I couldn't be happier to be in Bismarck.
Mike, you are with the great firm Houston Engineering as well, one of the great sponsors making our coverage from Frisco possible. Tell us what's going on at Houston Engineering these days. What do people need to know about this great local business?
Well, thank you. Houston is, we're coming up on celebrating our 50th year. This spring, it will be 50 years that Houston Engineering was established in Fargo. That's the home office. George Houston established the company back in 68. We have seven different offices inside and outside of North Dakota, so a regional firm, civil engineering based. And as many might know, particularly in the Valley, we're strong in water resources and municipal water infrastructure. Obviously, we're intricately involved in the diversion project for Fargo-Moorhead. We have projects like NAWS, West Area Water System. So we do a lot of water resources work. And then we do plenty of transportation and municipal engineering. And we have a typical conservative type enterprise where lots of young, talented people have found Houston as a great place to start their career. And the overwhelming majority stay with us because we provide wonderful opportunity and benefits. And it's just a fantastic company. And they're all, as you mentioned, not only are we proud and honored to sponsor the Bison. We hire a lot of people out of NDSU that come out of that
engineering
program.
I bet you do. Great engineering school, yeah. Mike, are you feeling the buzz from higher oil prices on the Bakken right now? And there's a lot of excitement, I know, on the oil patch. Is that filtering its way to Bismarck?
That's a great question. I'm going to answer it this way. Yes, there's buzz and there is, some impact. It's different, of course, than it was 5-6 years ago, because they came in and like a dog, marked their territory. They now know, the oil companies, they know where virtually every drop is. And between improved technology, they don't have to go after. So majority of the exploration is done. The production is done differently. It's far more efficient. And while they're producing and moving more product than they did previously, where you were at record highs, it doesn't have the same type of impact because it doesn't require the same number of people. So it's a far more manageable footprint and far more manageable impact that you have, not just in Bismarck, but obviously in the entire state. And so I think that's a good, healthy type of impact that we're having.
And I assume I understand correctly, you're either headed down or about to head down. You're going to join the fun and bring a nice contingent down there and go have some fun with folks, watch the game, Mike?
Is that Scott now, right?
It is, yep.
Yeah, Scott, I'm getting on a plane at 2 o'clock, joining my wife and daughter, and then my brother-in-laws, Chad Stark and Marty C. I believe their wives are with them. I'm hoping, I haven't heard that yet. That would be my sisters, of course. And so we're going to have just a seminary kind of reunion and be cheering on the Bison as they win 35-21.
Okay. There's the mayor's prediction, 35-21 on the big game. Fantastic. Well, not often a mayor roots for his town to empty out, but that's pretty much what's happening all across North Dakota. So folks, head down to cheer on the Bison. Mayor, thanks for the time today. Have a little fun, okay?
Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mike.
Go bye.
All right, good to chat with you. We'll take a break, come back with more. Let's get some more of your guesses in here, too. Pile on some more folks with a guess on who's going to win tomorrow. You can do that by calling us only today, 800-228-0550. Phil Hansen coming up at the top of the hour, too, so stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions.
and farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Piper's. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The white Christmas.
The last throws for the season of the Christmas music, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we said we'd keep it going through the Epiphany. That's this weekend, so back to it next week. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, and having some fun today. Todd and I pretty much with our feet up, like the Maytag repairman. Steve Holstrom taking the reins from Frisco, Texas today. Having a great time because he, along with most North Dakotans, are either in Frisco or headed for Frisco for a big game tomorrow, which, by the way, you will hear on 550 K-Fire, 10:30 pregame, okay? If you're in Dickinson, 92.1, Z92, check it out, 10:30 Central pregame on 550 K-Fire tomorrow. Let's see. We welcome your calls with your predictions. We have a nice growing list of calls and predictions on the score. What do you think the score will be? Tell us. All we need is your name and town, and what do you think the score is going to be? Who's going to win? What the score will be? 800-228-0550. Giving away a pair of his and her My Pillows to our lucky winner. Let me tell you a little bit about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you take a moment today to go to that website, Secure Energy Future, I'll promise you this, you'll be just a little bit smarter about how reliable energy happens, about how affordable energy happens, and about what you can do to make sure you let your elected leaders know, look, you think this is an energy success story. You're for this. We know a thing or two about energy and the environment in North Dakota. We're a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. One of a handful of states that meet every federal air quality standard. Think about that, while having all this coal production. And in the meantime, what's that generate? Affordable, reliable energy for North Dakota businesses, Minnesota businesses and families, and a huge impact on North Dakota with good-paying jobs, $15,000 billion in personal income, $3 billion-plus in economic impact, $100 million-plus annually in taxes going into our state coffers. Find out more about all of it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Steve, David in Minot is pretty sure he knows the score tomorrow.
Nice. What do you got, David?
I got 29-23 Bison.
Okay. A touchdown difference is what David says.
Yeah.
I like you. You got the right team winning, my friend.
Yeah. Say hello to Stan for me.
I will. Stan is down here. There's probably a few. Which Stan? Tell me which Stan I should look for.
I was going to say.
This is the Stan, my brother-in-law.
Oh, your brother-in-law, Stan.
Yeah,
okay.
You won't recognize him. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. Very well, good. I'll start asking random people today. Yeah.
It's just his little shout-out. He's giving a little shout-out to his brother-in-law, Stan.
I get
Hopefully
it.
Stan's listening on the way down. That'd be kind of cool if he was checking it out. So, way to go. If you want to give a shout-out to anybody or tell us how you're traveling, we'd love to do it. Let's go to Crosby. I don't remember the last time I had a listener from Crosby call in, and I am glad, Myron, you did. You got a score for us?
Yes, 36-20. Bison.
Wow. That's a thumping. Myron Crosby, 36-20. Bison.
Yeah, I think they're going to bring it up a notch this weekend.
All right. Myron's going to be drinking beer by halftime because this one will be in the bag.
Oh, yeah. I'll be drinking beer for a quarter.
All right.
Glad you're so confident. I love it. Thank you, Myron. Let's see who's next here. Thank you. Appreciate it. West Fargo we go. Dave.
Yes. Yeah, Bison, 24-10.
That Bison defense getting it done. Only allowing him 10 points. All right.
Yep.
I like the way you think, my friend.
Yep, Bison been playing tough through the playoffs.
Yes, they have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, Myron's gone now, but Todd says hi. So in addition to the shout-out to the brother-in-law, we have the shout-out from Todd to Myron.
It's one big happy family here on What's
We
on
have one big happy family going on, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Brian in Fargo, another score for us. Go.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Steve. I got Bison win 30-17.
30-17 Bison. We have a lot of confident fans calling today, Steve.
Well, we got a darn good football team playing down here on Saturday. That's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Brian, got you down. Thank you very much. Is this confidence well-placed? I mean, what do you think that we should be a little more worried about James Madison, Steve, or is this about right?
I think the game will be a little closer than a lot of our listeners think, but I think there's reasons to be confident. In my mind, Scotty, a lot of times football comes down to matchups. And if there's like a little intangible, you know, it's very hard if you beat somebody in the regular season and see them again in the playoffs. Hard to beat them twice in one year. Well, NDSU does really well when it's an underdog. They always have. I mean, look at, I think they won, what, six straight games now against FBS opponents when they've stepped up a level. So when the Bison are underdogs, that's when they're the most dangerous. It's always been that way because they don't play that spot very often. And so to have that little mental edge, I think it's a good thing, and so I think that's all this confidence is I think well placed. Plus, they look like they have looked when they won the five straight last year. They were without two of their better defensive players, a defensive tackle and a middle linebacker. Both are NFL prospects, and so those guys are back. And you got to be strong up the middle when you play a power run game like James Madison. So I think it just feels like NDC's on a roll, and they've got something to prove, and they're an underdog, and so it sets up really well.
We are going to take a short break, come back with more. As I mentioned, Phil Hanschen will be here when we come back. There's a Bison great. He'll be part of the broadcast. I mentioned, don't forget, you can tune it in 5:50 Cape Fire tomorrow, pregame at 10:30. Phil will be part of that broadcast. Also, NDSU President Dean Brashani. We're going to check in the folks from Plains Ag out in Beach, North Dakota, and much more of your guests, so stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.